From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, a meeting in which Trump has said he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. The talks are also supposed to deal with trade, a touchy subject since Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. The trade surplus with the U.S. has widened by 12.2%, reaching a total of almost $27 billion, according to Chinese customs data. But the Trump administration is showcasing several business deals signed during the China trip, including a deal for China's biggest online retailer to buy $1.2 billion worth of American beef and pork. The Navy says it will conduct a joint exercise with three aircraft carriers in the Western Pacific for the first time in a decade. Wednesday, the Navy said the USS Ronald Reagan, the USS Nimitz, and the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike groups will conduct air defense drills, sea surveillance, replenishments at sea, and other training in international waters from November 11th through the 14th. The U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift called it a rare opportunity to train with two aircraft carriers together, even rarer to be able to train with three. He said this exercise in the Western Pacific is a strong testament to the U.S. Pacific Fleet's unique ability and ironclad commitment to the continued security and stability of the region. The last time three carrier strike groups operated together in the Western Pacific was in 2006 and 2007 off the coast of Guam. This is VOA News. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's first leader, after President Robert Mugabe praised her at a rally Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. VOA's Anita Powell has the story from Johannesburg, with reporting contributed by Sebastian Mofu in Harare.
At a rally in Harare, President Robert Mugabe praised his wife and went on the offensive against the vice president he fired earlier this week. He says, "We should uphold the root of the party. We despise those that abandon the party in the afternoon and when it is evening they go against the party. We despise that. It does not matter even if you were very close with the president. It does not matter if the president called you to the party and put you close to him and walked with you through the journey." As the president spoke, people held up banners showing support for First Lady Grace Mugabe. Already, state-controlled media, which is loyal to the longtime president, has reported that two provinces have already chosen to back Mrs. Mugabe to be the new vice president. The ruling ZANU-PF party will make the official decision at a party conference in mid-December. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Air pollution levels in New Delhi have reached toxic levels, forcing the government to shut schools for the rest of the week. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said on Twitter, "Delhi has become a gas chamber. Every year this happens during this part of the year." Levels of airborne microscopic particles that are the most damaging to human health reached nearly 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter in the Indian capital on Wednesday, according to measurements by the U.S. Embassy. An independent analysis has concluded the U.S. tax overhaul being advanced by Republican leaders in the House of Representatives would add $1.7 trillion to the country's debt during the next decade. That's about $259 billion more than previously assumed. Four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections in the northern state of Minnesota on Tuesday, and former U.S. President Barack Obama went to a courthouse in Chicago Wednesday to serve on jury duty. He had a police escort and there was heightened security at the courthouse. He was expected to be paid the customary $17.20 for his day of service, just like other Cook County residents. He was greeted by courthouse staff and other jury candidates. As he reported for duty, media and other onlookers could be seen snapping pictures of Obama. He was not chosen, however, as a juror. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.